Seth Crane's on the line with us. We got a chance to visit on the Tuesday mornings with Seth and find out about yesterday's sale out at the Hondo auction. Good morning, Seth. Doing all right?
I'm doing good, Mike. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of waiting for some cooler weather to filter in there. It's about that time, isn't it?
Well, I tell you what, in the mornings has been real nice.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been good weather.
Well, we've got a special coming up next week, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But first of all, let's talk about yesterday's sale.
Ended up with 238 head of cattle, 17 head of sheep goats there yesterday. On the cow side of things, these Packer cows, they continue to take off money. The Packer, word is, Packer has plenty of cows and getting a lot of them, and it's driving the price down 40 cents to 64 on the Packer cows. Packer bulls, same way, 68 to 84 on the pairs. Just had a few planter-type pairs from 900 to 1,100. Bred cows from 850 up to 1,200 there yesterday. Calf market kind of the same way. This last week, the futures market on the feeder side and the live side of things just really fell apart and unraveled, and in return, it's trickled down to the local markets, probably, a good $10 up to $15 on some of these cattle, cheaper there yesterday, and on the planter cattle, took it a little harder than that, maybe. 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.50 to $1.65, 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.20 to $1.35. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.10 to $1.40. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.15 to $1.19. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.15 to $1.36. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.05 up to $1.21. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.05 to $1.25. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $0.95 up to $1.12. On the 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, 90 cents up to $1.12. 6 to 7 weight heifers, 90 cents up to $1.08. 7 to 8 weight bull yearlings and steer calves, 80 cents up to $1.06, and 7 to 8 weight heifers, 85 up to $1 bill. Like I say, the market's not in the greatest shape, but there still is one, and it kind of is what it is. These bigger calves are bringing the most money right now. So if you've got some cattle ready that have to go, they'll sure bring all they can right now. Mike, special stocker feeder sale coming up next week. We're going to have a good many cattle there. It looks like I would think somewhere around 800 or better on the replacement cow side of things. We're going to have around 50 crossbred pairs there, first calf cows. I'll be pretty good little old cows, if a guy needs some pretty good ranching cows. Been running back with Brangus bulls. Also needing are going to have 35 bred heifers, black and black baldy. They're going to weigh somewhere around 9, be good big stout kind of heifers. They're real gentle, cake broke and all that, and they are bred to low birth weight Angus bulls. There'll be some wean calves there, some ranch calves there. So I'll be something there for everybody if anybody's looking for some cattle and needing to sell some cattle, even under, with this market in such duress, it'll be a good time to sell some cattle with all the buyers coming. So, Mike, I'll have some pictures up there, hondolivestock.com, of those cows and heifers.
Sounds great, Seth. And, of course, some of these heifers probably make some pretty good cows, too, down the road, wouldn't they?
No, sure. Sure enough, there's always a chance to get that replacement. Things.
Right. Well, your dad and I talked about that yesterday. Man, we're still way short on cattle in South Texas, and we got to have some cows, and it's a good time to get some, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody needing a few cows, and I sure think you're right. I think it's a real good time to get some,
Well, one thing about it, there's more grass and water right now than we've ever seen in South Texas.
We got a way to do it right now.
And I think you guys got some oats in the ground not too many days ago, didn't you?
Yeah, they're in the ground. They're definitely there. As long as that water you're talking about keeps coming, the bugs stay away.
They say we're going to get a little rain this week, so we'll see what happens.
That'll be good. Yes. Yeah, special stocker feeder sale this next week. Everybody come out.
What about sheep and goats next week? Any idea?
Probably same run for next week. not expecting just too terribly many of them, but the market's sure good on them.
You know, when they do, a couple of weeks ago, you had that that group of over 250 head of goats. And need about like that on a special stocker feeder show and sale day. That'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. We'd take them, I guarantee you.
I imagine.
I guarantee you.
Get your phone number and stuff, sir.
You bet, Mike. If anybody needs any help next week getting to that sale, you can get myself, my dad, Butter Crane, or Howard Billings, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, hondolivestock.com.
All right, Seth, appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
You bet.
This is Seth Crane from the Hondo Livestock Auction. Looking to buy or sell some sheep, cattle, or goats at a convenient location with competitive market prices and top quality service? Butter, Howard, or I can take care of all of your needs, including cattle hauling and working services also. Butter Crane's Union Commission Company is open every day on the air base in Hondo. Sales begin every Monday morning at 11 a.m. with the sheep and the goats, and then the cattle at 11:30. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the metro at 741-8061. Special stocker feeder sales are every even numbered month, generally on the second Monday. Be listening for market reports at 6:20 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the KCWM Morning Report on 1460. Information also on the internet at hondolivestock.com. Hondo Auction and Union Commission Company on the airbase in Hondo.